Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Macedonian Call Around the Globe. I'm Sister Green here with Brother Green and Brother Yearwood, Sister Yearwood, Brother Timothy Dockery. Praise the Lord. And we just are so excited to be here. We're coming live right from Tennessee. Madisonville, Tennessee. Praise the Lord. And just glad to be with our family and going to have a good time in the Lord tonight. And if you want to be part of the broadcast, we want you to call in and turn in prayer requests or whatever. You have a testimony, go right ahead. Praise the Lord. 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. So call that number and be right there with us. Praise the Lord. We want to start this out with prayer. Our subject tonight is Heaven Bound. We did not get it to share that on Facebook to let everyone know what the subject was. We do apologize for that. We have just been traveling and moving around. Praise the Lord. And when we don't have Wi-Fi, we can't see messages. Or sometimes my cell phone doesn't even have range, so I do apologize this week for that, and praise the Lord. So let's start out with prayer, if we will. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask, dear God, that you move in a mighty way, Lord. Jesus, touch, dear God, the ones that need a healing in their body, those that, Lord Jesus, that need salvation, dear God. We ask that you move for them, Lord, and heal their body, dear God, and save their soul, Lord, if there's out there and they don't know you, Lord. We ask that you move in a mighty way, dear God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, please heal all of us, dear God. Encourage people tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, dear God.
Let your blessing come on your people, Lord God. We give you praise. We thank you for
answering our prayers.
In
the name of
Jesus' name, thank you.
Praise God. If you're listening out there tonight and you're going through a battle, there is hope in Jesus. You can go through your battle with the Lord, and He will surely help you out. I see we've got a caller here, 770-584. Come in and just obey the Lord. Praise God.
Appreciate that, Brother and Sister Green. Amen. We are speaking about being heaven-bound. Amen. All our lives, amen, we've been predestined, amen, to come back to the Father's house. Amen. Amen. As John saw in the book of Revelation, amen, he saw New Jerusalem coming down, adorned as a bride. Amen. out of heaven, and tonight, amen, God began to deal with me out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting with verse 34, and it says, awaken to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your saying, that some have not come to the knowledge of God. You know, the Bible speaks of in Timothy that James and Jambres, amen, these were the magicians in the time of Egypt, amen. Wherever learning, you're never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Church, truly tonight, there's a in the tree of that was in the midst of the garden that as that caused man to fall. There was a knowledge, amen. There was a knowledge of good and evil. But truly tonight, we must come to the knowledge of God and of the knowledge of truth, amen. And these are one and the same. And so he said in verse 35, how some man will say, how are the dead raised up? They have the doubt, amen, how a resurrected body would be raised up. And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except to die. In other words, they wanted to see how a resurrected body would be. But church, until this earthly body, amen, which is bound to the earth, dies, you know, the Apostle Paul said, I die daily, amen. So until this earthly body dies, you'll never see the resurrected body of the Lord Jesus Christ that he had for it. You know, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians that we are changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the trump of God, amen, that shall sound, amen, we that are, amen, amen, and we shall not prevent. In other words, we're not go before those that are asleep in Jesus. You know, truly tonight, Jesus instructed us, the Apostle Paul instructed us to the church at Thessalonica that we not sorrow those that are asleep in Christ, amen. That, amen, as we look unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, that we know, amen, that as these that are asleep in Christ will rise up, and those that are alive and remain shall also be caught up, amen, under the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord, amen. We are bound for heaven tonight, amen. You know, many times, amen, you see the buses on the road, and they have on the place card in the front of the bus, where they're bound. Church, truly tonight, we hope that yours says heaven bound tonight, amen, because we have all the same destination, amen. We don't need to get off on track, amen, and kind of end up in the lake of fire that was made for the devil and his angels, amen. This was a place, amen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, in John chapter 14, verse 6. He began to declare, amen, as a bridegroom, that he would go to prepare a place for us, which was the bride of Christ, amen. And if he goes, amen, he prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also. It's a coming, it's a marriage, it's a unity, amen. It's a marriage made in heaven tonight, church, truly, amen. And so we need to know tonight that as he comes, he said, but if I go, I'll come again and receive you. Amen. There's a reception, amen, of the bridegroom and of the bride of Christ. The Apostle Paul said, I espouse you as a chaste virgin, amen. And so as we come, amen, the blood of Christ, amen, if we confess our sins, the Scriptures teach us that he will cleanse us, amen, from all unrighteousness, he said, if we confess, amen, because truly tonight we have an advocate with the Father, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And so we thank him, amen, he's interceding for us. Ever interceding for us, because the Bible said that the Spirit, even the Spirit of the Lord, amen, Romans chapter 8, will make intercessions for us with groanings and errands when we don't know what to pray, amen, when we come, amen, as Sister Joanna said, amen, talking about this life, church, you need to know tonight that you're not bound, amen, to this earth. This earthly body, amen, amen, this bound will go into the earth. The dust will go back into the dust, amen, because this was made out of the earth. But church, I'm telling you tonight, there's a heaven-bound body, amen, that's entering into the heavens. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:38, but God giveth it a body as it has pleased him, and every seed in his own body. This is the seed, amen, through Abraham, through faith in Jesus Christ, and amen. And so we need to know tonight that, amen, and this seed is of the heavenly body. He says all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. So each has their own type of flesh, amen. There are also celestial bodies, that's heavenly bodies. stars and the moons and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. The terrestrial is the earthly body. The celestial is the heavenly bodies. There's one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. Every star is different, and everyone has its own glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Amen. That which was, amen, of the flesh was sown. Amen. The Bible says in Galatians, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we of the flesh sow of the flesh, we shall of the flesh reap corruption. The only thing about that is, all through the scriptures, about five or six scriptures, that declares unto us that the Lord Jesus Christ, who is called the Holy One in the scriptures, shall not see corruption. So as it's sown in corruption, as it begins to rise up, there's a changing, there's a metamorphosis. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. Amen. That you might prove which is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So we need to know tonight, amen, as we look in verse 42, that same chapter says, so also the resurrection of the dead is sown in corruption, is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, in the glory of God, amen. He said by this prophet Isaiah that he said he would not give his glory to someone else. But we need to know tonight that in John chapter 1, amen, Jesus, amen, what was brought, amen. He was in Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was with God in the beginning. We understand, according to the scriptures, that the Word was made flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld his glory. In other words, we beheld the glory of the Father, amen, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ was the fullness of God's grace, the fullness of God's glory, and the fullness of God's truth. He was the express image of the Father, amen. And so as we come, amen, amen, raised, it says it's sown in weakness, he is raised in power. In your weakest point, when this body is laid down, when it's contemptible, when it's corruptible, God puts on glory. God puts on incorruption. He raises it in power. You shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost, the Bible said. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, amen, that you shall, amen, be witnesses unto him to all Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. There's an empowerment, amen, in that resurrecting power. When you become heaven-bound, amen, there's a power change, amen. Church tonight, we need to know that in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, amen, he was Apostle Paul speaking to Timothy. He said, I've not given you the spirit of fear, but he's giving you the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. There's a power tonight. There's an empowerment. There's a spirit tonight. Amen. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And truly, we can be set free in that liberty and in that power because, church, we're heaven bound. Amen. And but the good thing about that, the Bible says, amen, in the book of Matthew, amen, that, amen, when they had a revelation, amen, Jesus began to ask, who do men say that I am? And some said he was Jeremy, and some said he was Elias. Some said he was John the Baptist, raised again from the dead. But he asked Peter, he said, but Peter, whom do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Truly tonight, church, the Spirit of God, amen, which is, speaks of in John chapter 4, amen, is the Spirit that we will, amen, will worship in spirit and in truth, because now is the hour when the true worshipers, amen, must worship in spirit and truth. It's not in the place, but it is he who is in the place, amen, and he's in the holy place, amen, sitting on the throne, ever interceding. And so the Bible says in verse 45, and so it was written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The Bible teaches us in Genesis that God breathed into man, and man became a living soul. Amen. Hallelujah. And that the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Amen. Amen. And he wasn't made a quickening spirit until he died. Church, we don't have that quickening of the spirit of the Father until we have the death of the first man. Amen. As this first body is bound to the earth, there's a new body That's heaven bound. That's destination is heaven. And the Bible says, howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterwards, that which is spiritual, that which is John chapter 3, said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He told Nicodemus, who was a ruler of the Sanhedrin, he said, we know that, amen, he come to Jesus by night, amen, he said, you know, that God was with you, that no man could do the miracles that Jesus did. They said, God be with you, amen, church, tonight we need to know, amen, that the first man, verse 47, is of the earthly, the second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly, and as is the heavenly, such as they also are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. The good thing about this is that we were made in the beginning in the image of God, in the Garden of Eden, in the beginning. He says, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the ending, the first and the last. Amen. And when this thing ends up, amen, we will bear again that image of the heavenly. Amen. And so the Bible says, amen. Verse 50 says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Amen. These are options. And so he said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. In other words, we shall not all die, but we shall all be changed. Amen. Job said, I'm waiting for my change. Church, tonight, have you received your change, that change? Because to enter into heaven, you have to be changed. Amen. And this change, amen, only comes from the heavenly places. It only comes, the Bible said, that he will send his comforter. Amen. The Father would send the comforter whom the Father will send in his name. It comes, amen, in the authority and power of the name of Jesus. Neither is there any other name, amen, given among men whereby we must be saved, but the name of Jesus in Acts chapter 4. And so we need to know tonight, amen, it says verse 53, amen, he says that, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Tonight, church, we must put on Jesus. We must put on the whole armor of God, according to Ephesians chapter 10. And it says, so when this corruptible shall I put on incorruption, and this mortal shall I put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Victory is dying unto Jesus Christ. Victory is, amen, laying down your life for Christ, the Bible says in John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for a friend. He says, O death, where is thy sting? Tonight, Jesus Christ, who hung on the cross as the serpent that was lifted up in the wilderness, amen, when they were bitten by the fiery serpents, when the children of Israel turned away from God and no longer wanted his protection, no longer wanted the hedge, those fiery serpents came in. They were there the whole time. Church, that which has not reached you was there the whole time. Christ has kept it from you. But tonight, amen, if you turn away, that protection is no longer. But church, tonight you can have the blessed assurance, amen. You know, we have to have insurance. We have to have this. But we have the blessed assurance of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. We have the white cross plan, amen. The old rugged cross plan, amen. Amen. It's still standing today, amen. It was started years ago, amen. You can all come under that blood covenant, amen. Love grew where blood failed, amen. And at the foot of the cross, all are equal. It doesn't make a difference what you've done, what sins you've committed. Amen. But amen, no matter what sins, the blood of Jesus Christ will give you the passport tonight. Amen. It's signed in blood. Amen. And you can go, amen, because the Bible says in Philippians that those that you were, amen, afar off were made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. Those of you that were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, amen. And he brought down the wall of partition, made you fellow citizens with the saints, amen, in the house of God. Talks about a spiritual household there. Amen. I believe it's in Ephesians chapter 3. Amen. We're not going to go there, but reading on the end there in the last few verses. but there in verse 57, so the sting of death is sin, amen, and the strength of sin is the law. Jesus Christ was not only the law, but he was the fulfillment of the law. When the law hung on the cross, he took away the sting. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. When Jesus Christ hung on the cross as the serpent, the Hushatan, the serpent of wrath, took away the sting of the fiery serpents, when Jesus hung on the cross, amen, he hung on the cross for each one of us to take away the sting of sin tonight, church. Some of you might have been bitten by the serpent of sin, but tonight there's a healing. There's an anti-venom tonight, and it's the blood of Jesus Christ that frames, amen, flows from Calvary. The Bible says he's Emmanuel, amen. He is God with us tonight. And church, right now you can make that decision to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your healer, as your Lord and Master. He said, there, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Pray for us today, amen. Very weak in body and very much in pain right now. Praise the Lord for what he's done. Praise the Lord for his provision that he's made for in Calvary. He took stripes upon his back that we may be healed. Church, truly tonight, whatever you have healing, if you need to be healed from sin, if you need to be healed from pain, if you need to be healed from whatever, church tonight, this is the way. This is the way that we're going. This is the way that you want to get on. The Bible says, amen, he's the anchor of our soul, the captain of our salvation. This ship is getting ready to set sail, and all those aboard, the Bible says, in, I believe it's in Acts 26, amen, the mariners, amen, they were getting ready to jump ship and go in the lifeboats. But truly, he said, except these abide in the ship, they shall know likewise any be saved. Church tonight, there's the anchor of our soul, the lifeboat, amen, is on board, amen, and his name is Jesus. Let's all get on board and go, because the anchor holds. No matter, amen, what we face tonight, the anchor holds, and you can receive salvation at the foot of Jesus. Go ahead, Brother Sister Green.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that, Brother John. We thank the Lord that you called in, and just finding out that you don't feel well, and we'd like to have prayer for you right now, if that's all right, brother.
That's your
Lord,
God,
to touch you. Dear Heavenly Father, God, Lord, touch me, Lord John, Lord,
Father God, let him heal right now, Lord. And Father, we speak of healing to it right now, Lord, that you do the surgery, God, to our own selves. And Lord, the doctors will not even have to touch him. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor, Father, for touching his body right now. Lord, he said by these stripes, God, he's healed. And Lord, we believe in him right now. Father, we're standing on it, God, that he is healed, Father. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Appreciate that, my brother. Appreciate your prayers. I feel the pain. I probably am going to have to get off the broadcast because I'm in very much pain right now. I know it's easing up right now. I'm very sick right now. I'm facing surgery in a few days. And so I just praise the Lord for each and every one of you. I love all of you. And just continue to pray for us. Amen. And we're praying for you. And even though I might not be on the broadcast, we'll still be praying for you. And our prayers are being lifted up for all of you. We love all of you. God bless all of you that are listening out there tonight. But receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. He's the only one that keep you. He's kept me. Amen. And will always keep me and keep all of you. Lord bless each and every one of you.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. So, listen to this here song and just hope it blesses you all. And remember to keep Brother John in our prayers. And listen to this song.
Thank you. what it says. We'll hear among the shadows, living in a lonely land. Well, we're back till on the moon. Oh, burdened down with sorrow, shunned on every hand. And we're looking for that city built above.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm looking for a city. Are you looking for that city tonight? We are heaven bound. Praise God. We are just strangers in this. We're pilgrims in a strange land. That's what we're in. And we're looking to be with our Lord Jesus and Jesus someday. Praise God. Prayer request tonight. Jacqueline Grigsby says yes. Today would have been Missy's 37th birthday. Pray this day was easy for the family and also a friend's husband's grandma's cancer came back. So let's pray for them. I believe Missy's been gone now 5 years. We met Brother and Sister Yearwood right after this had happened with Missy leaving, her passing away, and that was back in 2010, so we remember that like it was yesterday. To come to find out, we're Clinton and Brother Yearwood are distant cousins somehow. They're related. Praise the Lord. So we're glad to be with them tonight, live from Madisonville, Tennessee. Praise God. So Jerry Bowen says, yes, I pray that Jesus touches the hearts of all the lost souls in this world. People are doomed without the love of Jesus. I just pray they find him before it's too late. Amen. I agree. That's my cousin there, Jerry Bowen. So that's a wonderful prayer request. Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. So we want to try to get all them that needs to get ready to be with the Lord for his coming, that we're watching and praying, and we're looking for the coming of our Lord and Savior. Amanda Cagliano, she says, pray for her brother, her mom, and her dad. And Pastor Philip Sinners in Missouri, he says, please keep praying for my lungs and immune system to be healed. Thanks. And we know God can do just that, and so does Brother Phillips. He knows that God can heal him, and we're trusting and believing our Lord Jesus that that God will give him healing in his lungs. Sister Sharon Jones says, yes, ma'am, me, please. She wants us to pray for her. Also, Sister Pauline Hamlin says she has several. Sister Bonnie Burke says special and spoken request. Sister Martha Hawkins says, please remember my cousin Josh. He needs the Lord to move quickly. Thanks so much. So let's remember all that. Praise the Lord. God can sure do it. We're going to have Rachel come in. She's going to read her scripture. She's our daughter, and I'm just very proud of her.
Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
Praise God. Amen. So tonight's subject being heaven bound, that's appropriate. That goes right with the scripture. And we just want you to call in tonight if you have a prayer request or if you want to be part of the broadcast. Remember, we only use a King James Version Bible. The number is 347-989-8862. And here in a bit, if we can persuade Brother Timothy to get him a song ready, maybe he'll sing live for us right here. And I tell you, it will be a blessing. Praise God to hear him. We're going to have Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty Yearwood. We're going to have them just to obey the Lord. And we appreciate them so much for opening up their home to us, allowing us to come in, and all the hospitality they've shown us. We just love them so much. It had been a couple years since we've seen them. Talked to them almost every night on the phone, but we didn't get to see each other for a long time, and we missed them so much. And we just we popped in on them. I know that's a shame on us for doing that to them. But they always love us, and that's how Jesus is. You know, he loves you, and he will welcome you with open arms if you just ask him to come into your life and repent of your sins That's just how the Lord is, just how the Brother and Sister Yearwood has done us this whole week. So we just love him so much. Here's Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back on your broadcast again. We thank God to have you here in our homes with us. And we just praise the Lord for this. And, you know, tonight, really, truly, if we're heading home, and, you know, the only way that you're going to get there, and that is to be right with God. So we've looked up a few scriptures here, and we're going to start in Isaiah 35 and verse 8. It says, and the highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of wholeness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring man. Thou fool shall not err therein. You know, tonight I was thinking about that, and you know, and I was thinking, you know, praise God, if they ain't but one way, and then I tell you, Jesus is the way, and he said here that there's a highway that is called wholeness, and you know, I believe tonight it's either wholeness or hell. I believe tonight it's either that we're either going to serve God and walk uprightly and stay on the right road and stay on the road that will please him and be, you know, I'll praise God. I thank God. You know, it says here in verse 9, it says, no lines shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up there on. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. You know, praise God. I thank God tonight. You know, if we've been redeemed, me and Brother Green and Sister Green and Sister Betty was talking there today. You know, if we're being redeemed, praise God, we're separated from this sins, and we're not walking there in sin no more. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that I can know, hallelujah, there's a highway that is called wholeness, praise God. And I'm so thankful tonight that I believe, hallelujah, that if we're on that highway of wholeness, one day after a while we'll reach heaven. Praise God, but we've got to stay on that road. It is a straight and a narrow path. I tell you what, there's going to be many walk down that wide, broad road. Praise God, and they're going to be entered into a lake of fire to burn throughout eternity. But praise God, they can stay on this narrow road. Hallelujah, and they can walk up there rightly before the Lord. I believe that the heaven will open the doors one of these days and will welcome us home, praise God, if we'll just only be what he wants us to be. You know, praise God. Let's look into verse 10 there. Hallelujah. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with psalms and everlasting joy upon their head. They shall attain joy and gladness, and some sorrow and signs shall flee away. You know, praise God, I believe tonight that we can be happy, and we don't have to have the sorrow upon our lives that, praise God, that the world has. You know, they've got a lot of troubles in their life, but praise God, if you've been redeemed of the Lord, tonight, praise God, you don't have to suffer with the world, you know, praise God. I believe tonight that God's children should have some joy and should have some peace. Praise God, I tell you, I believe tonight, praise God, if we'll just walk on that highway of holiness, we'll make heaven, my friend, one day after a while. I believe, praise God, we've got to reveal ourselves to this lost and dying world. You know, me and Brother Green and Sister Green and Sister Betty, we were sitting yesterday in the restaurant. We didn't even know this lady, but she just walked over to the table where we were sitting at and said to us, I said, we want to know what church you go to. I said, I could tell that you was Christians. And, you know, I thank God tonight, hallelujah, that we wasn't even talking to her, but she could tell the Spirit of God. She said that she knew the Spirit of God was over there at that table. I tell you, I just rejoice tonight because I'm not bragging on ourselves, but I'm bragging on the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus teaches us, praise God, the light would shine out from us just like a city that's set upon a mountain that cannot be hid. I believe tonight, praise God, if you're walking on that highway of holiness, I believe people will be able to look at you and know that you are a Christian. I tell you, I don't know that lady. She's here in our hometown, but she walked up to us to the table and said she wanted to know what church we were associated with, that she knew that we was Christians. And I tell you, whenever they tell you something like that, that makes you feel something down in your soul to know, praise God, that you're not hid. And I tell you, the world, they've got darkness in their life. And, you know, I tell you, you can know that the world are separate from God's children. But praise God, I believe tonight, if we'll just only do what God would have us to do, we will be shining like a glow of the light. You know, I tell you, I've seen people come to an altar of prayer that been hooked on drugs and everything, and you see the dead countenance on their face. But whenever they really and truly pray through, you'll see a change in their life. You'll see the light come up on them right there. There'd be a glow come over their face and over their body. Praise God, that wasn't there before. That's the way I look at people. I know that whenever we pray somebody through, I know, praise God, they don't have to really tell me, but I believe the Word teaches us over there in Romans, with the heart believeth and mouth confession that righteous made unto salvation. And that's what I try to get them to do, if they will believe that. And if they will confess that, they've got salvation down in their life, and they've started on that road of holiness, and they should continue on that way. Praise God, I tell you, if they get out into the world and get into the darkness, and there will not be no more light there, and they'll be dropping off into eternity without God if they don't come back and repent. But praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that we are starting on this road, and one day after a while we will, hallelujah, walk into the pearly gates. Praise God, I'm looking forward for that. I believe it's a lot closer than a lot of people really realize. I believe the Lord is fixing to come back. I believe He's fixing to split the eastern sky and come back to get His children out. Hallelujah. Let's look into Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and we want to be leading there in 13th verse. Praise God. Hallelujah. 12th chapter, starting in the 13th verse. And many, I say, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe tonight, praise God, that God is telling us here that we should make His path straight. And I believe tonight, hallelujah, that we've got to walk uprightly before him. You know, if we don't, we're going to be wrong. And, you know, I believe tonight here in verse 14, it said, fall peace with all men and wholeness without, no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, tonight I believe that goes back over there. Over there into Isaiah, hallelujah, of the highway of wholeness. Oh, praise God, I tell you, I love this scripture here. Fall peace with all men, and wholeness without which no man shall see the Lord. I tell you, we've got to fall peace tonight. We've got to fall peace with all men. You know, I can't help what kind of an enemy that you may have. If you'll fall peace with him, God will turn his life around, and God can bless you. Hallelujah. If you'll just only go and show him the love of God. Hallelujah. I believe God will touch him. I believe that I've seen him before stand, weep, and cry just like babies because you show him the love of God. I'm proud tonight to know, hallelujah, that I am walking up on the street, hallelujah, that one day is going to lead me home. And I'm so thankful tonight for this subject, praise God, because I am heading home one day after a while. And I tell you, let's look into Revelation here in the 21st chapter. We're going to read here, and we're going to be trying to close out here. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. You know, praise God, I believe he teaches us in another passage of Scripture that there's going to be a new heaven and new earth. Praise God, and I tell you, John here, he said, I saw, let's see, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, preparing a bride adorned for her husband. Praise God. I tell you, we are the bride of Christ if we are a child of God. And if we're not, we better be making plans to meet the Lord. Everybody meet him one day after a while. Every tongue is going to bow down. Every knee is going to bow. And every tongue confess that he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Hallelujah. I believe tonight, praise God, that we have the opportunity to look up to the Lord. And our Brother John was saying, the offer and the finisher of our faith. I know I say it a lot of times too. Jesus Christ is the offer and the finisher of our faith. Him, if we ever want to make heaven our home. I tell you, I look up to the Lord because I know after a while he's going to say, come on in and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's see here, verse 3. And I heard a great voice of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with him, and with them they shall be the people, and God himself shall be with them and be their hallelujah. God himself is going to be their God. And you know, I tell you, I believe God himself is going to be our God one day after a while. Praise God. We better be serving him now. Be planning on making heaven our home. If we're headed somewhere, praise God, we better have the right road map. And I thank God, hallelujah, that Sister Green said that we only use a King James Version. I tell you, that is the only Bible that I believe in. That's the only one that I want to even on my broadcast. Praise God. And I tell you, right here in verse 4, it says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The former things have passed away. Hallelujah. I believe tonight that whenever we get into heaven, we can be trouble-free, pain-free, sorrow-free. And I believe God done told us up here that he's going to wipe away our tears. Praise God. And I tell you another passage of Scripture. I believe he said that he bottled up our tears. He saves every one of them for us. Praise God. There's not a one of them lost. Just like Jesus was saying over there, that he's not lost nor one that his Father ever gave him. Praise God. There's a resurrection day coming, and he'll know exactly where you're laying at if you're going that way. But if you're not, you'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, called up with him forever to be with him in the air. I tell you, that's going to be something, my friend. Praise God. I'm thanking God tonight, hallelujah, that I'm looking forward for that time. Hallelujah. Let's look in verse 5. It says, and he that set upon the throne saith, behold, I make all things new. And he saith unto me, why write, for these words are true and faithful. Hallelujah. Every one of them is true and faithful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look here. And he said unto me, it is done. Omega, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, will give unto them that him that is the fountain of the water of life freely. Don't cost you a thing, my friend, to go to the Lord and ask him to come into your life and give you of your sins, and he'll make you on the way to heaven. He'll you're headed somewhere, praise God. And we can go somewhere if we'll just stay on that right road. If we'll stay in doing what the Lord wants us to do, we'll make heaven our home, praise God. I'm looking forward for it. And right here in verse 7, it says, and that overcometh, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my sons. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, that God's word told us that. And, you know, all we've got to do is just accept what the word of God says, and live according to what he says. If we'll live according to this word, one day after a while, we'll walk down the streets of gold. We'll go into our new mansion that Jesus told us. He said, I go and repair a place for you. He said, if it was not so, I would have told you. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And I tell you, I'm looking forward one day after a while, stepping into that new mansion that the Lord has gone to repair for me. I tell you, I don't believe it's going to be too many years until he calls us home. And my friend, we need to be on that highway of holiness. And we'll know that there's no unclean things going to walk there on. Praise God, we're going to have to be clean. We're going to have a clean and straight life if we ever want to walk on that highway of holiness. Praise God. And all we got to do, my friend, is just invite of the Lord into our life. If we'll do that, then God will forgive us of all of our sins, and he'll cleanse us. And I believe if he does that, then we can walk uprightly before him and we can stay on that straight and narrow path to lead into life everlasting. I tell you, it's important tonight that you hear this word, not of Lord your will, but what thus saith God. If you'll hear what God says, and if you'll hear what the Spirit speaking to your heart tonight, and you invite him in, my friend, you can make heaven your home, and you can walk on the streets of gold one day after a while. You might even have a mansion right next to John or Luke or Matthew or Mark, or one of the others of the old prophets, and it'll be worth it all, my friend, to just give up this world and take on Jesus. And I want to say that I appreciate the opportunity to come on here tonight and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And I thank God for Brother and Sister Green, and I thank God for them being in their home tonight to bring this broadcast alive to you. So we just say, God bless you, and we'll be on here tomorrow evening. Lord's will, nothing don't happen from 6 until 8. From 6 till 8 o'clock. So just come on and join us and just worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth. So I'll turn it back to Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God. Enjoyed that message. Praise the Lord. We're heaven bound. We're on that way, on our way to that city. Praise God. And you can be part of that city. There's room for everybody. Praise the Lord. Hell enlarges its borders daily. But, you know, whenever a soul gets saved, there goes another name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise the Lord. And heaven is big enough for you and I, for the whole world. Jesus gave the Father, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. So there's room for everybody. Hallelujah. Just listen to this here song. We enjoyed Brother Yearwood, and we just thank them and for opening up their door again to us. And just listen to this here. You'll be surely blessed. Praise God. Well, oh, I gotta turn it up. No. Praise the Lord. Just having a little bit of difficulty. Well, it shows that it's playing, but it's not coming through the speaker. So it's Brother Timothy singing telling the old story. Time is, it's counting down like it's playing, but we don't hear it coming through. So let me get this other song. Praise God. Maybe next time, if listen to this here song.